Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Senator Kevin Kenney about the Senate tax plan. He voted against it. Can you share what this would mean for Iowa residents and their wallets?
Well, I do not agree with the Senate Republican tax bill, where it's cutting up to $1 billion annually from the budget, and the way it's looking with the numbers that we're just starting to get, maybe up to about $1.2 billion, or this would be one-seventh of the total state budget. Now, I'm not against tax cuts and so forth, but there's a lot of vital services that we have to fund in the state of Iowa, anywhere from the mental health to law enforcement, to education at for the schools and universities. So just from the numbers that we're getting, it doesn't appear that some of the income that would be coming in would make up for the lost revenue. We have a lot of things that we have to look at this year. We have the repayment of the cash reserves, that is the money that we borrowed last year from the cash reserves to balance the budget. We don't have a balanced budget yet this year that we're looking at going in and having to do another de-appropriations yet for this year, and then doing this large tax cut, and it just does not seem to be sustainable. It is one of those things that if I would have had my druthers, I would have rather seen and waited 1 year, because the federal government has done their tax revision plan, and it would have been nice to be able to see how that would have affected the state income and the income coming to the state, or the revenues coming to the state. By doing this, there's just so much uncertainty.
And how much time was there once the bill was introduced to it being voted on? Did it move quickly?
Oh, it moved very quickly. They suspended rules. The bill came out on a Wednesday afternoon, met at subcommittee Thursday morning. They suspended the rules because you normally have to post it for 24 hours before it goes to the full committee. They suspended those rules, went to full committee, and then it came out on the floor the following week. We didn't get, and still have not gotten, the numbers that they were using showing where these and how they were figuring these numbers. We've gotten some figures from LSA, in which we're going off and we're going in and trying to kind of recreate and trying to figure out where they're coming up with some of these cuts and so forth.
And looking at some of the repeals in this bill for taxes, it includes the solar energy system tax credit, tuition and textbook tax credit, volunteer firefighter and emergency medical services tax credit. What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, in my district, we'll start with the solar tax credit. Washington County has put in place more solar than anyone else in the state. It means lost income for my constituents. It is jobs that come along with that. So that would be a large hit for my Senate district. The law enforcement, firefighter, or it's for reserve peace officers, firefighters, EMS workers. The tax credit's $100. To me, that is more kind of a slap in the face towards the volunteer firemen and EMS workers and so forth that they're out there doing these jobs virtually getting no pay. And it was just kind of, I felt when they placed and gave these firefighters and EMS workers the tax credit, it was just more of a thank you. It isn't a large tax credit, and to me, we have more to lose because of all the volunteer hours that these people put in than we're paying for.
And what do you hope to see happen with this bill as it moves forward? I mean, it's already been approved by the Senate Republicans.
Well, I've been working with Representative Klein. Representative Klein is assuring me that this bill will go nowhere in the state, that they are going to be working off a plan, and they're working off the governor's plan to try to reduce taxes. I believe the governor Marsh plan is $1.5 billion over a number of years instead of $1 billion a year.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Senator Kevin Kenney. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.